Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Firefighters make progress on wildfires across northeast Wyoming and southeast Montana. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Firefighters continue to make steady progress on multiple wildfires burning across northeastern Wyoming and southeastern Montana. The Flat Rock, Remington, Constitution, Haustra, and Silver Spoon fires have collectively burned hundreds of thousands of acres. According to the Southwest Incident Management Team No. 5's Facebook page, the most recent update says the containment levels are Flat Rock at 97%, Remington at 88%, Constitution at 95%, Haustra at 94%, and Silver Spoon at 63%. Crews are focusing on mopping up hot spots and repairing fire lines and fences, with heavy equipment assisting in areas where the terrain is steep. While fire activity has been minimal due to cooler temperatures and higher humidity, interior pockets of trees may still smolder, and smoke is expected until significant rainfall occurs. Firefighters are working diligently with 611 personnel, 9 crews, 31 engines, and heavy equipment assigned to the effort. Campbell County Library Board relocates controversial book to parenting section after public challenge. The Campbell County Public Library Board has made the decision to move the book, Sex is a Funny Word, by Corey Silverberg, into the library's parenting section. This comes after a formal challenge was made in its previous placement in the newly created new adult section. According to the Gillette News Record, Library Director John Jackson initially moved the book from the children's section to the new adult area. However, under the library's collection development policy, the public can challenge the relocation of materials. Sherry England, a local resident, filed such a challenge at a recent library board meeting. She argued that the book, despite its title, is educational in nature and should be placed in the parenting section, which is located within the children's area. England stated at the meeting, "There are no grinding body parts. The intent is very clear. It's to educate, not titillate." She emphasized that the book teaches concepts that should be understood before sexual activity occurs. However, some library board members expressed concerns about the book's content. Sage Bear noted that the book contains a reference to masturbation, while Chelsea Collier pointed out an illustration of a boy looking at a computer screen with a woman's chest on it, which she said could suggest pornography. Collier said, "I don't like pushing that on our kids," adding that while she found the first half of the book acceptable, the second half takes it too far. Despite their reservations, the board ultimately voted to move the book to the parenting section, aligning with England's recommendation. Wyoming residents shut out of USPS meeting on proposed rural mail cuts. Wyoming residents trying to voice their concerns about changes to rural mail delivery are frustrated after missing the chance to sign up for a U.S. Postal Service virtual meeting. The meeting, which was scheduled for Thursday, is part of a proposal to cut $3 billion in costs by reducing services, including rural mail delivery in Wyoming. According to Cowboy State Daily, many found themselves shut out after a registration deadline passed without much public notice. United States Postal Service spokesperson Alexandra Reams said the deadline was set for noon on September 3rd, but residents claimed they were unaware and no statewide public notices were issued. The virtual meeting was intended to discuss USPS's plan, which includes eliminating some routes and consolidating mail processing centers. This could lead to longer delivery times for rural areas, though USPS insists that services will not be entirely cut. The proposal follows the controversial Delivering for America plan, which drew backlash in Wyoming for its potential impact on essential mail, including medications and Social Security checks. Wyoming's congressional delegation has opposed the changes, but Postmaster Louise DeJoy argues that they are essential for the Postal Service's financial survival. For now, the future of rural mail in Wyoming remains uncertain as residents continue to seek answers. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.